Thank you so much for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. We're going to look today at 1 Kings chapter 8, but let me set the context for that. King David knew it was not right for him to live in a palace while God's dwelling place was a tent. So he decided to build a great temple. However, since David was a warrior, God gave the building assignment to David's son Solomon. Today's passage takes place on the day that Solomon dedicated the great temple. Solomon began his prayer of dedication by saying, "O Lord, God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth beneath, keeping covenant and showing steadfast love to your servants who walk before you with all their heart." Then Solomon asked this question, 1 Kings 8, 27 through 29. "But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain you, how much less this house that I have built. Yet have regard to the prayer of your servant and to his plea. O Lord my God, listening to the cry and the prayer that your servant prays before you this day, that your eyes may be open night and day toward this house, the place of which you have said, 'My name shall be there,' that you may listen to the prayers that your servants offer toward this place." Isn't it amazing? Solomon said, "How is this house going to hold you?" Well, it's not, but look upon it and listen to the prayers of those who offer them. In Hebrew, the word Hashin means the name. A name represents who a person is and what they do. The heavens and earth cannot contain God, yet his people provided a physical place to come and worship him. Today, Hashim, the name, by his spirit, resides in every believer. So in the Old Testament, there was the temple people went to worship God. Now, the Holy Spirit dwells in us. We are the temple of the living God. Remember Solomon's question, "But will God indeed dwell on the earth?" The answer is, well, yeah. God the Son came to this earth and lived among us. When Jesus left, he sent his Spirit to live in every believer. We are the living, breathing temple of God. By the Spirit's empowerment, our job is to represent Hashim. Our job is to represent the name well. Father, you are my God. You are omnipotent. You're omnipresent. You're omniscient. There is no name besides you. Your Son's name is above every name. And one day, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. And until then, help me represent you well during my days on earth. Help me represent the name well. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.